With a nearly $900 million budget shortfall, Oklahoma lawmakers are looking for every penny. KOSU's Emily Wendler reports that in school administration, a lot of tax dollars are going to private, for-profit companies. Millions of dollars even the legislature can't trace.
Senator Jason Smalley wants to know exactly how much schools are spending on administration. When the legislature convened last week, he had filed a bill to find out, because right now, he says, it's not clear.
Are all the individuals that should be classified administration costs actually being reported as that? And I think that's what the greater conversation is.
At most, schools can spend 8% of their budget on administration. And to prove they're not exceeding that cap, they file a report to the State Department of Education. But Smalley says those reports aren't always accurate.
I think for the most part, I think a lot of the public's being fooled.
About 15 miles northwest of the state capitol is an office park with an attorney and a mortgage company. It's also home to Epic Virtual Charter School, the largest charter school in the state, with an enrollment of more than 8,000 students. And one thing Senator Smalley may never know is how much the superintendents there make.
I would have to say that if you can't see any of that, then that's wrong.
Like most charters, Epic is managed by a private company. This company keeps 10% of all the state and federal dollars the school gets. Last year, that was $2.9 million. And that $2.9 million, we don't really know how the management company spends it. And they don't have to disclose that information because they're a private company. This is legal and common, but some say it's not right.
It's a problem for us as researchers or people who are interested in accountability.
That's Gary Moran with the National Education Policy Center in Boulder, Colorado. He researches the relationship between charter schools and their management companies.
We have a whole transparency issue thing because these are privately owned and operated schools.
Moran thinks because the schools receive the public's tax dollars, the public should see how they spend their money. Oklahoma Senator Gary Stanislawski wrote all the laws that established virtual charter schools in the state. The Republican says he is concerned that Epic's superintendent salary is not public information, but he's not so worried that taxpayers can't see where all the management fee goes.
So this all equates to the other things in the private sector.
He says when the government pays a private company to do a job, they don't ask how much everyone is getting paid or how much the materials for the job are going to cost.
Charter schools are somewhat similar. Charters are given a dollar amount, and as long as they are meeting the needs of the students, then that's really what the contract is all about.
In contrast, traditional schools have a higher level of financial accountability. However, charters have contracts with their management company, and these contracts are public record. In Epic's case, its contract says the management company oversees the administration, operation, and performance of the school. David Cheney is the superintendent of Epic. He's also the owner of the management company. He says much of that management fee goes to salaries and contracts.
There's lots of people that, I mean, between consultants and employees and different things.
Cheney's salary comes out of that management fee. But unlike with traditional schools, we can't see how much it is or how much those other services cost. What we can see via Oklahoma's Cost Accountability website is how the rest of the school's money is spent. Taking data from this site, KOSU's analysis found that Epic spends another $1.5 million on other superintendents and principals, in addition to the $2.9 million they give to their for-profit management company. All totaled, that's just under $4.5 million of public money that appears to go to administration. Compared to 10 similarly sized non-virtual schools, Epic's spending on administration is the highest. In fact, it's $1 million higher than the average of those 10 schools. But Senator Stanislawski questions whether that's a fair comparison.
So we don't know, though, if that full $4.5 million is strictly administration, do we?
He's right. We don't know. Since August of 2016, KOSU has filed 3 open records requests with Epic, seeking to clarify their expenses, including for administration. All those records requests were ignored. KOSU did check with the State Department of Education, and Epic's administrative costs do not exceed what the state allows. However, their charter management fees are not included in the state administration cost report. For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.